Has the science really changed, or is there just an election coming up? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the latest in the Joe Rogan saga and more on today's episode of The Dima Show. Let's go!
This is The Dima Show.
Dima Show.
A unique perspective on entrepreneurship, real estate, business, finance, politics, and current events with a big dose of common sense. Warning.
Warning.
If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Listen at your own risk.
Hey, what's up, my friends? All right, so lots of interesting developments that I wanted to chat about today. Let's start with all of the pundits and all of these folks on CNN and other national news media networks all of a sudden changing their tune. The Democrats and the liberals in many blue states all of a sudden are changing their approach to COVID restrictions, lockdowns, mandates, masks, and all of that other nonsense. And I wonder, why are they doing that, guys? Why are they doing that? What's going on? Could there be an election coming up, the midterm elections in 2022? And could it just be that the Democrats are staring in the face of a monumental defeat because everyone, even in the blue states, is sick and tired of all of the bullshit, the mask mandates, and all of this other stuff? And you guys, I've been watching a lot on social media, TV, and all this stuff, videos of kids where the teachers are telling them that they no longer have to wear masks, and the kids are just elated and so excited that they can take off those stupid face diapers or whatever the hell you want to call them that have done absolutely nothing but kill students' learning ability and hurt their future long-term development. So now all of a sudden, you know, the science has changed. I even heard a lady on CNN talking about, you know, well, one-way masking is fine. Even if other people aren't wearing a mask, as long as you're wearing a mask, you're still protected. So it's your choice. And if you want to wear a mask, then you can. Jen Psaki, Chucky, taking a different tone as well, saying that, you know, this is different than what Ron DeSantis was doing, because when Ron DeSantis was getting in the way of treatment and getting in the way of teachers being able to teach because he wasn't allowing mask mandates, that was different than now because Democrats are just allowing a choice. Sounds like the exact same thing, doesn't it? And now they're saying the science has changed. Guys, come on, give me a break. Science has not changed. The science has always been the same. It's just that the Democrats now feel that they have to follow what the voters are saying, because otherwise, like I said, they are going to get crushed in the midterms. And so, guys, here's my message today that I really want to relay to you, or if kids, you're listening to this, I want to relay this to you. Hey, guys, if you like what you're hearing and you're getting value from this show, please be sure to give me a 5-star review so that it's shared with more people. And now, back to the show. This was never about science. This was never about health and safety. This was always 100, 1,000, 1 million percent about population control and about what the left could get away with. That's all this has always been about. I've been saying that since, about a month into this thing when we saw the data and we said, okay, none of this makes any sense. If you're at risk, you know, do your thing, you know, be safe, do all of that. But if you're not at risk, you're good. And that has been the case pretty much the whole time. The Biden administration took what the Trump administration gave them as a whole approach of vaccines and also therapeutics and masking and physical distancing and all these other things. And all they did was focus on the mandates and the vaccine and forgot about everything else because it was always about control for them. And so here is my message of the day today, guys. And that is, whether you're an adult or whether you're a child, please remember who did this. Please remember what they did. Don't easily forget. Don't be fair weather. And also, don't think that, you know, when someone kidnaps you and then they release you, that they did a good thing. No, this was always a bad thing. Lockdowns, masks. There was a new study out of Johns Hopkins that lockdowns basically did absolutely nothing. And so who are the people that promoted lockdowns? Who are the people that promoted mandates? And who are the people that promoted all this mask bullshit? And that is only folks on the left that do not value personal liberty, that do not value freedom. Kids, when you grow up and you turn 18 and it's time to vote, I want you to look back on these pictures of yourself in a mask and remember who did that. It was the folks on the left, and you got to vote that way, guys. When you vote, you got to look at people's policies. Take, for example, you know, I'm in Texas now, and this jackass Beto O'Rourke, who just 6 months ago, a year ago, was all in favor of taking everyone's guns. But now that he's running for governor of Texas, he now all of a sudden says he wants to defend the Second Amendment. I mean, I've never heard a bigger case of flip-flopping in my life. And the problem is that there are people that fall for this shit. Don't be one of them. If you're a kid, I'm telling you, remember this time in your life. Remember this misery that the left put you guys through and made you put on masks to go to school while they took pictures at stadiums with no masks, while they ate out with no masks at dinner and all of this kind of stuff. So it's your responsibility as the next generation of voters to remember this and to make sure that you make those people pay for this stuff, because they flip-flop on every issue depending on what the vote is coming in at, depending upon what the public is saying. So they know, like I said, that they are going to get absolutely demolished in the midterms. They are still some time away from that, and so they're taking advantage right now of the situation to get after it and change the narrative and get out in front of it. Don't let that happen, guys. And that's enough about that. But I also want to touch on the continuing saga with Joe Rogan. And guys, to me, this is not really just about Joe Rogan. Obviously, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that, you know, the left has been trying to silence one of their own, a self-proclaimed liberal. They're trying to silence him. Why? Because he doesn't go along with the narrative of the left that the only treatment is vaccines, that you need to do all this, that everyone needs to get vaccinated. I mean, this is such nonsense if you look at the data and you actually do the research. And he doesn't go along with that. And also, on top of that, he presents opposing views that they don't like. He presents people, he has people on his show that talk about opposing views, and of course they don't like that. And so they're continuing to try to silence him. So when they couldn't silence him through the misinformation, I'm doing some air quotes, quote unquote misinformation campaign, all of a sudden then they went to the racist, which is of course the normal playbook of the left. Guys, if this isn't common already, if this isn't so obvious that it's laughable, then you haven't been paying attention, because the playbook of the left is misinformation. What you're saying is misinformation. You're being deceptive. And then number two, if that doesn't work, then of course we go to you are a racist. This is the exact same playbook that they ran against Donald Trump and everyone on the right. And now it's the same playbook that they're running against Joe Rogan. And so now, of course, what they did is they compiled every clip of him saying things off color, using the N-word when he was quoting people or when he was talking about different things. They put that all together, and out of context, that looks really bad, of course, as he said on his apology video. And so now they're trying to use that. Well, that shit ain't working either, because Spotify said no. Now, I will say that one of the things that you need to always remember when you're dealing with people on the left is never, ever, 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 ever apologize. Because once you apologize, then they know they got you. They're not after an apology, guys. What they're after is they're after canceling, silencing, censoring. And so no matter what you say at that point, they've already made up their mind. They already want to cancel you and censor you. And so apologizing actually makes it worse. Because once you start caving, whether you're an individual or a corporation, once you start caving to this nonsense, okay, then they will just continue to find more and more stuff and find more and more reasons. And they'll say, aha, he's apologizing. She's apologizing. Let's go. Let's keep going. And so never apologize is one of the other lessons that I want to really get out today. Don't apologize to the left. If you're in this situation at work or personally or whatever, you stick to your guns. You keep saying exactly what you want to say, you do what you want to do, and you don't apologize to these folks. They are the minority. I want you guys to understand this. There's a very small group that is pushing this crazy agenda. Do not bow to them. Do not let them have their way. And so, guys, just a quick recap. If you're a voter, please remember when it comes to the 2022 midterms, when it comes to the 2024 election, when it comes to your local elections, just remember who it was that wanted to take away your personal freedoms, your liberty, that closed your businesses, and we should say it, that wants to take away your guns, and vote based on policy. Historically, look back, vote based on policy. Look, Joe Biden is one of the biggest racists of all time. You go back and you look at his speeches and what he's had to say. He's one of the biggest racists, one of the biggest bigots out there, the most corrupt. And yet when it came to the 2020 election, you know, the media led everyone to believe that it was actually Donald Trump that was that way. And so people voted against him. Don't fall into that trap. And kids, you too. When you grow up and it's time for you to vote, remember, look at those policies. Remember who put those masks on your faces while they prance around with no masks on hypocritically. Remember that. And remember, don't ever, ever apologize or bow down to the left. Thanks for tuning in to The Dima Show. If you got value from this podcast, do me a favor and share it with someone you know or give me a shout out on your social channels and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Also, throw in a 5-star review wherever you're listening so that the show is shared with more people. I'll catch you on the next episode. Dima out.
This has been The Dima Show. All information and content provided is for informational purposes only, and you should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice.
Bye-bye.